Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
It struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered in the western state of Michoacán near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway and leaving at least one person dead in Mexico City. Alleging a widespread effort to manipulate property valuations by former President Trump, three of his children, and their company, New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James announced Wednesday her office is suing them for $250 million and an end to their operation in the state. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls it a political hit job. President Biden declared at the United Nations on Wednesday that Russia had shamelessly violated the core tenets of the international body with its war in Ukraine. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a prohibition against the Justice Department investigating classified documents taken from President Trump's Florida home. This will allow the Department of Justice to resume reviewing the records. The three-panel decision said they could find no personal interest for Trump in documents marked classified and no evidence in the record that he had declassified them as president. Chairman Powell speaks after the Fed hikes interest rates by 0.75% to fight inflation on Wednesday. Powell indicated inflation could be around for another couple of years.
Today, the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, and we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate. We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
The Mars InSight lander has detected seismic and acoustic waves created when four very small meteors impacted the surface of the red planet. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, introduced a bill to end punishments against unvaccinated members of the military. Blackburn stated that the Preserving the Readiness of Our Armed Forces Act of 2022 would cease the involuntary separation of service members due to their choice not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Blackburn called out the Biden administration's unfair treatment towards unvaccinated service members. Violence between Iranian security forces and Iranian protesters, angry over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody, has killed at least 9 people since the violence erupted over the weekend. Masha Amani was arrested and ultimately died because of a headscarf. Ukrainian President Zelensky, speaking virtually, demanded that global leaders hold Russia accountable for its invasion on his nation. Russia should pay for this war, Zelensky said, calling for a special UN tribunal to punish Russia. Zelensky went on to say, we must finally recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. The Federal Trade Commission is reporting Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and chief executive Andy Jassy cannot avoid testifying in an investigation related to the company's Prime membership program. The government wants details of Prime's sign-up and cancellation process, which is the investigation's focus. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. In fact, all these great interviews, these excellent guests that we bring on in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, this is what this is all about. I believe this is our higher calling. It's not necessarily about unity. Some people think, well, you know, it's all about being, you know, all of one mind and coming together. And what you need to understand is the higher calling is truth. Because you can be united, but you can be united, you know, on a lie and not the truth. And so this is why we, I believe, why God gave us this, this platform in which to pursue the truth on behalf of you, because he knew that what we were going to be bombarded with was a lot of lies and misinformation. This is what's been going on. We're happy to have our next guest with us. He's a film producer, keynote speaker, and pastor. And we're going to be talking about the controversy over the lesbian kiss. Well, this was the old thing that went to infinity and beyond. Previously, we talked about that, but we're really going to be talking about how filmmakers are probing Disney's anti-Christian trend. Reverend Joe Schimmel is with us. Pastor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be on with you again, Mike.
This is Bill, and that's okay. It's all right. We're
I'm so sorry.
With everything going
Bill
on.
Martinez.
Did they tell you?
Sorry, it's like you.
Yeah, Bill Martinez.
I'm grateful to be on with you again. Bill.
Yes, right.
I remember our last
Yes, no worries.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah, we did. And the last interview, we did talk about the lesbian kiss that went to infinity and beyond. But, you know, still we're taking a look at Disney. I mean, Disney has long had a tradition. And of course, I grew up not far away from Anaheim and the original home of Disney. And, Walt Disney and all the Imagineers of that time and what they did for, you know, I believe for the family and family principles. Now they've definitely, in my humble opinion, I think yours as well, have lost their way and, you know, have really gone the way of this, this woke narrative. And at the expense of their own stockholders. I mean, I think the last time we talked, Joe, it was like in excess of $40 billion is what they had lost. And I haven't seen anything turning around to where they've regained that loss of income. But, money is only one measure. It's more disheartening that, something that we grew up with that was iconic and something of trust that we could have in terms of the media is now been so compromised.
Yeah, apologize again. I just looked down. I've been doing so many interviews because these topics are so. I'm actually very, very grateful that Disney's actually, people are weighing in left and right, mostly on the right. but I'm happy right. Because there's been a lot of subterfuge going on for a number of years with regard to Disney, but now it's become, as you've mentioned, it's becoming darker and darker. And we're seeing on several fronts, you're seeing, you know, what's going on with regard to, and we had that Disney animator there when, you know, we talked about, or in the past, people have been talking about how a lot of parents have gotten a bird's eye view into the educational system because of COVID. One of the mm-hmm. silver linings of COVID was, you know, seeing what folks were, what kids were being taught. What also happened is there were so many Zoom meetings that were going public, and that one Zoom meeting we got a bird's eye view in. You see one of the Disney animators and producers talking about how she's putting, you know, queerness everywhere, and she puts queerness in this and that and everything, and nobody's trying to stop me, and this is great. And they're all rejoicing that they're just pummeling our kids with perverse sexuality. But something strange just came out with another admission that I just saw with what's in the cast for a new Disney. It's FX, which is owned by Disney. It's called Little Demon. And this is about, you know, takes the Antichrist, you know, and Antichrist is a 13-year-old girl, which can appeal to a lot of young people, of course. That's the main star. And her mother gets impregnated from having a sexual relationship with Satan, with this Antichrist creature. And it's comedic. It makes it look fun. And it makes it, you know, draws you in and everything. Not us, but the average person. You get drawn in by the dark humor. But it's a total, I mean, even the very trailer, upside down crosses, same pentagram that's used with the circle upside down that's used in the Church of Satan. The actual episodes, there's been five or six now, shows animal sacrifices by the mother who plays a Wiccan witch. She's sacrificing animals to, you know, these Luciferian powers. And now the cast was interviewed really recently. And in the interview, you know, the cast members are there, and the woman who plays the head part, Plaza, she is asked, you know, what do you think? Isn't it complicated to play the mother? Is that a hard role to play, the mother of the Antichrist, you know? And she forgets the question, Bill. She actually says, that's asked what the question was later, but her answer is she forgets the question because she wants to say something else. And she just says, I'm just so happy that we're promoting paganism and making it mainstream. Well, the paganism they're promoting is full-blown Satanism. And animal sacrifice,
right.
They joke about, or that Satan talks about, let's go slaughter some more babies and so forth. And it's like, this is absolutely reprehensible, but this is what's being shoved down the throats of America as entertainment.
Well, this is why more than ever, Joe, parents have to be vigilant. I mean, it's near impossible. I get it, but it doesn't, you know, it's not an excuse to give up. Because, you know, at every turn, even last night, we were watching NCIS Hawaii, which was previously one of our, you know, one of the favorite shows that we like to watch. But it began and ended, and even throughout, there was this continual narrative about the two gals on the show and in a lesbian relationship. Well, you know, I don't want that. You know, I don't want to have that, you know, drummed at me. And of course I have a choice. So we just flip the switch. You know, it's no longer one of our, shows that we're going to go to, sadly, because I thought it was well written. It happens to be in Hawaii where our daughter lives. And whenever we see anything that has to do with Hawaii, it always kinds of warms our heart and gives us a connection. You know, and with the family there in Hawaii. But it's like, wow, how sad, you know, that they had to, you know, really shove this down our throats, and it wasn't an incidental. Before it was kind of, you know, lightly implied. Now it's just full on. I mean, they're kissing, they're in bed, and it's like, no, I don't think so, you know. But this is how this thing creeps in. And go ahead.
No, absolutely. And it creeps in because... Well, it's amazing because if you look at the top, you know, top ratings for Marvel, which is owned by Disney and is the biggest movie of all time, it's the biggest genre. But when you look at the top 10, four of the top 10 of music or movies series, it would be number one's Marvel, but three of the other, one's Batman, one's Spider-Man, one's X-Men, they're all superhero movies. These are four of the top 10 moneymakers of all time. And you look at the top writers of all time, and you have a guy by the name of Alan Moore. He's number one, voted by Comic Book Review, which is the gold standard for you know comic journalism. And they voted top 100. It's fan voting, but Alan Moore, who's voted number one, he has a series about kids, you know, prepubescent, even as young as 14, having sex with men. And what he does, it's 17 years in running, he has...
Yeah, I'll tell you. Joe, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We got more from Pastor Joe Schimmel after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Joe Schimmel is with us. We're talking about Christian filmmakers probing Disney's anti-Christian trend. You know, and when you think about it, look, at movies are all about telling a story. And I think they've gotten rather cumbersome here, Joe, and maybe you can tell me if you agree or not with this, but I think that when you are pushing an agenda, it detracts from you know, the sequence or the story and what you're trying to communicate. Now I got mixed messages. I got a storyline there, and now throw me another idea to deal with here, which has to deal with some sort of, you know, moral compromise or some, you know, special social agenda that you want to get across. And it seems to take away from the impact of the original story. Is that fair, or am I overreading this?
Well, yeah. Think of the stories of, you know, the past, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, like, you know, Wendy and Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland and The Wizard of Oz. I was mentioning before the break is Alan Moore, who is voted the top. He's considered the Shakespeare by many of a graphic novel writer. Time Magazine had him as in the top 100 of writers in English history, which is crazy. I mean, this guy, he wears a big ring with a serpent on it, a monster green. It's Crowley, Satan is Aleister Crowley's magic in his lair. He claims he's in touch with the demon of cinema, and he's voted number one in the last 4 years of comic writers of Comic Review. But he takes Wendy from Peter Pan. He takes Alice. How about twisting stories? He takes Alice from Alice in Wonderland, and he takes Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and he has a graphic novel going on. I think it's been 17 years, not a graphic novel, a run on comics. And in that particular one, it's called Lost Girls. And these girls, you know, as young as 14 years old, are having sex with men, incest, and so forth. And on a BBC episode of Hard Talk, the host said, "Hey, this looks like child pornography." His response was, "Well, we wanted to do a piece of pornography that was pornography." He admits it, but he says, "Hey, but these aren't real girls. You know, it's permissible." So this is how wicked it's getting. So, and keep in mind, he's the top writer. And, you know, Watchmen, V for Vendetta, these are big movies that came out based on his writing. And what happens is things that, you know this very well, Bill, just what you're seeing on the program you're watching, they just took this huge, you know, left turn. And you're like, what in the world? There's things they wouldn't be airing 5-10 years ago, they're airing now. And things that we'd say, you know, 15-20 years, this will never see the light of day, this will never make it on the big screen or television and be accepted, is now acceptable. And these things like Lost Girls that these guys are producing, give it some time. I hate to say it, but that's the world we're headed toward. And Jesus said it would be in the last days, it'd be like it was in the days of Lot, how it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we're at the footstep of, or, you know, the porch of Sodom and Gomorrah right now.
Exactly. Yeah, the grooming, not only of kids, but the grooming of the general populace to continue to bombard us with this kind of narrative, to think that, you know, somehow we're abnormal. But when you know, consider any kind of polling information on this, Joe, most people are, this is antithetical. This is causing all kinds of problems. We were talking about it just in the political realm, in terms of the body politic as to what's going on in the country. I mean, you had a big shakeup in Virginia where you had, the governor of Virginia, you know, went back to first principles. Said, look at, you know, parents need to be responsible for their kids. We can't allow the educational system to systematically come in and overrun the principles of the household and the parents and try to indoctrinate the kids. And he ends up, you know, of course, we know, winning the governorship of Virginia. And this seems to be a message that is gravitating, that's kind of pulling, you know, people to the middle. And whether you're Republican or Democrat is irrelevant. It's do you, you know, do these principles, these first principles and morals, do they matter to you? And this is what's, you know, before people, you know, right now for them to decide, okay, are we going to still be a Judeo-Christian country, or are we so post-Christian, and now we're in the new modern era of thinking we know better than God, and we're going to let the chips fall where they're going to fall as if we haven't seen enough signs already. So we're just being, you know, in some regard, we're being stubborn. I say in a general context, but those of us who know better, I mean, we have to pray. We have to pray for every soul, because it matters to God, because it mattered to God enough to send his son to die for us. So you got to figure, if God's in it that deep, then we can't sit there and just, you know, cut bait and say, okay, we'll let them go and, you know, meet their final judgment without, you know, exercising, I believe, our God-given responsibility. You know, we've been saved to save others. We haven't been saved just to put ourselves back in the corner and not worry about other people, right?
Amen, Bill. You know, what you're saying is so important. It's interesting. The church I pastor, we're going through a couple different books, including First Timothy. And yesterday, we were talking about prayer, and we're talking about praying. It's almost like we talked about my message together before the service or before we did the interview, which we didn't, because the emphasis there is, you know, Jesus gave himself a ransom for all. He wills that all would be saved. In the context of Paul saying, pray for everyone, you know, he even says, pray for the leaders. And after he says, pray for everyone, he says, pray for kings and those in authority. And I believe the reason he says that is because, especially in Paul's day, I mean, you had Caesar Nero reigning, who would have Paul beheaded, right? So you sometimes they look at the politician, you think, man, I'm not going to pray for them, or, you know, they're so far gone. But Paul is telling them to pray for the leaders then, and that means we need to pray for our leaders now, but we need to not lose sight of our children because they're being targeted. And I really liked what you said at the beginning of the interview where you said it's hard, but, you know, parents have to be aware of what's going on. And then what you said again, because they're targeting our children, no doubt about it. In fact, when I was quoting Alan Moore, he says he's the Joseph Goebbels of comic writing. Mm. He says art, he uses art as a weapon. And he's a follower of Crowley, who said that the family is public enemy number one. And he called the institution of marriage an abomination. And he said, let me seduce the boys of England and that sodomy so that someday become popular. So this is just, I mean, these are men of depraved minds who are out, you know, they can't breed homosexuals among themselves, so they have to propagate and they have to proselytize. And not all homosexuals are, I'm saying, doing that, but many of the leaders that have, and they use cinema, they use, you know, music, they use all sorts of things. And you said that we need to be sober-minded, and it reminded me of 1 Peter 5:8, you know, Peter says, be sober, be vigilant. The adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And when Satan is about roaring, seeking someone to devour, when you watch these animal documentaries, you know, the lions, they go after the feeble, but they often go after the young because, and you know, the older animals try to protect them. But what we have going on right now is we get so busy in life and everything else, and we have to be very, very careful. I mean, I have three kids. They're all grown now. Now I have six grandchildren, and I homeschooled my children with my wife. Because back then we knew, you know, there was a lot of junk coming down. I know what I was like when I was a kid without Jesus. And I'm not saying everybody has to homeschool, but you have to give special attention to guarding your child's heart. You really, parents, I really encourage you to monitor. You have the perfect right as a parent with your children in the home to monitor what they're watching and what they're looking at, because it doesn't take long before their hearts are stolen, you know. And we need to show them the love of Christ. We need to pray for them and with them and show them the truth and show them by living an example of what it means to follow Christ, so they can see that it's real and that they can see the difference. Mm-hmm. Bill, the Bible says that God came down more than once on the priests of the Old Testament because they didn't make a distinction between that which is good and evil. And Ephesians 5:11, we're commanded to have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness. All Christians are, but rather expose them and let the light of Christ shine on you. It's critical.
Exactly. Well, Joe, you know, we got about 30 seconds left, and what I see happening in our culture is that we bought into a lie, and we lost sight of first principles and how important the institution of marriage and family is to God. And we have bought into the capitalistic consumer mindset, certainly here in America, and the cost has been our kids. You know, admittedly, and we've got to get this right before it's too late. Joe Schimmel, thank you for
this
coming on.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, introduced a bill to end punishments against unvaccinated members of the military. Blackburn stated that the Preserving the Readiness of Our Armed Forces Act of 2022 would cease the involuntary separation of service members due to their choice not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Blackburn called out the Biden administration's unfair treatment towards unvaccinated service members. Violence between Iranian security forces and Iranian protesters, angry over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody, has killed at least 9 people since the violence erupted over the weekend. Masha Amani was arrested and ultimately died because of a headscarf. Chairman Powell speaks after Fed's hike interest rates by 0.75% to fight inflation.
And we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Martinez here. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, there's nothing like the courage of one person. And that's where it all starts. And in California, one of those one persons is Kevin Kiley. He's a California State Assembly member, a Republican. And you can only imagine, we've spoken with Kevin before, and we're trying to, you know, get connected with him for this morning's discussion, because it's so important for you to understand. I mean, first of all, you know, Kevin's been fighting an uphill battle from day one. Imagine, he's a Republican, you know, the last of the Mohicans, so to speak, there in the California legislature, and having to deal with Gavin Newsom. And he's gone head-to-head with the governor on many occasions. You know, Kevin is a very talented and gifted and educated individual that brings a lot to bear. And if you've heard Kevin speak before, you know what I'm talking about. And so hopefully we'll get him here connected. I know he's running to and fro, and he's been nonstop busy because he's in the middle of his campaign. You know, he's running, you know, for Congress. And, you know, he's been discussing how liberal Democrats want all the blue states to follow its example. And already, I mean, you see this happening where, you know, for example, you know, Governor Youngkin in Virginia, we seem to be talking about the governor quite a bit these last hours here, but it's appropriate. You know, they realized that the state was following. They had, I mean, can you imagine? The state of Virginia had this agreement, this mandated assignment that they would follow the dictates of California. So whatever California said that they were going to do about energy, Virginia, clear on the other side of the East Coast. I mean, you know, there's special situations and conditions in California. I grew up there, and I remember the days when it used to be so smoggy you know, our baseball teams would have to go with, we carried oxygen tanks with us, believe it or not, if we were outside of the coast. I grew up on the coast, so it wasn't quite so bad. But we went into the interior to play in Southern California and Los Angeles. We had oxygen tanks with us in the dugout because we would get what we call the smog cough. And it would be miserable. You're playing a game, and it's hard to breathe, and everything. It was just, you know, an absolute pain. But I remember those days. And so I was grateful when the environmentalists came and said, look, we got to do something about it. And it was a combination of environmentalists and, you know, scientists that were reasonable and that sort of thing, said, okay, we got to do some things. And I think in some cases, probably in many cases, they did the right thing. They definitely cleared up the air. There were some other things that they did, you know, in terms of designer gas and all that kind of stuff. And you wonder retrospectively of all that was done, because just like everything that has to do with the government, it gets big and it thinks big. And, you know, they know no boundaries. And certainly that's been the case in California time and again, whether you talk about water, whether you talk about the fires that go on there continually. That's been a cycle. And, you know, they in fact, I'll never forget that meeting. One of the last meetings they had with Donald Trump and, you know, the state spokesman, and this is in front of Gavin Newsom, too. You know, they thought that they knew so much about it, and they told the president, well, you know, we got these problems. Here's this cycle of water damage, and then we get fires and all that. And Donald Trump called and said, look, you guys are having these problems because you're not managing your natural resources correctly. And boy, I mean, he really shut down, you know, that director who thought he knew all that was going on, and that Donald Trump just was going to, you know, not have an answer and just have to, you know, hear it from a, you know, somebody on the left. You know, here's the doctrine of the left. You know, California's got this problem, and Donald Trump says, "You're the problem. You know, you guys are the problem. You're terrible managers. That's why you go into the cycle over and over again." And it was irrefutable. And he shut them down. Of course, then they wanted to hide that video evidence real quick because it was too telling. And then, of course, you know, the typical mood of those on the left was, you know, well, what is Donald Trump talking about? You know, he didn't know what he's talking about. You know, he's just an idiot. So we're going to discredit him and invalidate what he said. But what he said was true. Just like so many things, you know, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. But how often do we find out after the fact? Because, you know, you hear the story from the media, oh, well, you know, Russian collusion and that sort of thing. And then you find out was, wow, you know, Donald Trump was right. You know, they talked about, he said that he was spied upon and that they wiretapped him. Well, because wiretapping is not the correct term, you know, used by the FBI and the intelligence community. Well, Donald Trump had to be wrong. So then, you know, the media and, you know, the typical talking heads of the left, you know, making fun of then candidate Trump, you know, oh, yeah, look at him talking about he was wiretapped and all that. Well, whether you want to call it wiretapped, whether you want to call it spying, whether you want to call it some form of surveillance, they did it and they were guilty of it. And they dodged it based on semantics, and they got covered by the mainstream media. So here we are, Donald Trump right again. They're wrong. Okay, they talk about Russian collusion. Now you find out all these years later, millions upon millions of dollars being spent of the people's money. And we find out all along the FBI knew that this Russian collusion, this whole basis, this dossier that was presented, that was Oppo research presented by the Hillary Clinton campaign, was all bogus. They got FOIA requests. They jammed up the system. They interfered with the election process. And in spite of them interfering with it as much as they did, Donald Trump gets elected. And they lost their ever-loving minds. Gray matter flew all over the place. And so now what do we find out all these years later? I mean, even after $30 to $70 million worth of people's money spent, you know, investigating Donald Trump, and there was no, you know, there was no fairness about it. I mean, what 19 attorneys that were on this, you know, on this cabal with Mueller, they were all Democrats. And most of them had contributed to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Talk about stacking the deck, you know. But they found nothing. They found nothing. But meanwhile, they tormented the holy what have you out of the president. They drove, you know, a celebrated servant of the people, a three-star general. They drove him to bankruptcy. Look what they did to Manafort. Threw him in solitary confinement for 8 months, and we're talking to Paul about it. And I said, Paul, how do you handle that? I mean, I'm claustrophobic. And he goes, I am too. I said, well, God bless you. 8 months, my goodness, I could only imagine what they're, and of course now we got, you know, we've got everyday citizens sitting in cells, too many of them in solitary confinement as well for well over a year because of January 6th and that whole situation, that alleged insurrection that they want to call it. And here you've got people exercising their constitutional right. And this is, you know, shame on us and shame on our leaders that they would not protect people for exercising their constitutional right, and that due process somehow has them stuck in jail without due process, and somehow that's okay. That's not American. Okay, this is what happens in other countries. It doesn't happen in America, but it's happening in America. It's happening under Joe Biden's watch. It's happening under the watch of this current attorney general, which makes you wonder, my goodness, what a Supreme Court justice he would have made. But, you know, I guess different titles, different times and associations, and Merrick Garland doesn't come up smelling too good and very credible just as an American citizen doing what he's been doing, and how he is weaponizing the Justice Department and every aspect in order to dissuade any free speech, anything that disagrees with the Biden agenda. Unbelievable. This is America that we live in today, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's just absolutely shocking. And that, you know, we have a president that would say, hey, look at, you know, half the country are semi-fascist. And then you have an incident in North Dakota. Did you hear about this? An 18-year-old? He's attacked. He's killed, and the reason that he's killed is because, according to the murder, he said that because of his Republican views, and that he was he perceived him as being dangerous. See, this is the dog whistle. This is the stuff that's out there. It's kind of like the Trayvon Martin effect. What happened after Trayvon Martin, as you recall. We're coming on 18 minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, the thing is, the reason we can have hope is the one in which we hope in, right? And God Almighty has been consistent, and this is why we can hope in Him, because He's always faithful, and His love endureth forever. And we see this time and again, ladies and gentlemen, and here we are dealing with things of this world, in this country particularly, to only be America-centric for just a moment, but also understanding it's so critical for the world that America continue to be that light on a shining hill, as John Winthrop had envisioned. And yes, I understand, you know, probably for some, you know, we think that we're deserving of judgment, and I would agree with that we are deserving of judgment. But meanwhile, here we are, every day presents itself with God's new mercies and a new opportunity to continue to make sure that light does not burn out, that as much as it would count on any one of us, that the love of God would be projected. I got to tell you, there's a new movie. It's a documentary about Mother Teresa that's coming out. If you joined us yesterday, you heard the interview with David Naglieri. He's the director and producer of the documentary, full-length documentary. I tell you, it is it's touching. It's real. About this diminutive nun who cared for the poorest of the poor. You know, she believed that Jesus himself had spoken to her and said for her to take care of the poorest of the poor, that was going to be her ministry. And her legacy is captured very uniquely here. David has just done a wonderful job in capturing her legacy. And as he mentioned, I mean, this was, you know, a couple of years of investment of time and, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of interviews of people who knew her distinctly. And I could imagine how maybe challenging it was for him at times to, you know, to leave some of this, as they would say, on the editing floor. Because there are just powerful testimonies about this very, very unique woman who was so singularly focused on loving people. And this is why the title of the movie, No Greater Love, it was, you know, caring forth the love of God and seeing others as being lovable and not just someone to cast off and to think of less than. And the people that she had taken care of and that she exampled to the other nuns of her convent and of her ministry of how to do it. I mean, there was one story that they related in the movie that one of the first things she would do when she would go into these homes, which she would later call them tabernacles, because they were tabernacles of God's presence and the hope that the people would have. These are, in many cases, abandoned kids with disabilities of all sorts that you can't even imagine. And that they were so impossible in some cases for these kids to be cared for by the parents because they were so disabled that the mother, single mother in many cases, couldn't handle it. So then they just, they dropped the kid off there at these homes, these tabernacles, as Mother Teresa would refer to them. And one of the things that was noted that she would do whenever she would enter into these buildings, her first stop, believe it or not, would be in the restroom. And it wasn't to use the restroom. It was to clean the restroom. I mean, this is the humble heart of this exceptional woman that, and I guarantee, I want to recommend highly that you catch this movie. This will soften your heart in many ways to cause you to look at people differently. And the way Mother Teresa would look at people is that they were a unique gift from God, that they were a child, that they are a child of God. And that, and she took Jesus for his word when Jesus said, hey, for the least of these that you do unto me. And she took that to heart. So no matter the condition, even in a situation where people were dying, she made sure that they would die with dignity. That was the thing, that she was honoring their very souls to take care of them as they passed on with dignity. How many people would do that? Even here in our country, as wealthy as we are, how do we do that? You know, we just cast off. I mean, we just had 50 people go to Martha's Vineyard, and they were cast off like you couldn't believe. And these were people that were well, but they were just unwanted by the people of Martha's Vineyard. Maybe that's what they ought to do. We ought to get everybody in Martha's Vineyard to watch this documentary, Mother Teresa, No Greater Love, and maybe they would feel different. It kind of reminds me of the scene of what the Germans went through after World War II. And the leadership of Germany said, look, we want you to see what happened in our country. We want every citizen of Germany to go into these concentration camps and see for themselves, you know, what went on. And you see the people walking into these concentration camps, and they're all rather jovial. It's like a Sunday walk in the park. And when they came out, you could tell that something happened with their perspective. Their heads were hanging. The sadness you could see on their face of what they realized, and even what they realized, you know, they saw the shell, the skeleton of the damage and human destruction there in these concentration camps. They didn't see bodies laid up on top of bodies like, you know, some of our American soldiers had to witness as they went into these concentration camps. But they went into it and felt. They felt and could only imagine what went on in these concentration camps. They saw the gas chambers firsthand. They knew that they weren't there for decorative purposes, that they had murdered hundreds of thousands, and then here we find out millions of Jews. Amazing what it did and how it changed their hearts, the reality, the truth of what happened in World War II. And here it is with Mother Teresa and what she left in terms of her legacy. It gives us an opportunity to see the devastation of what we're doing to our fellow humanoid, our fellow human being going through the journey of life. Some more fortunate, some less fortunate, but the consistent theme in her heart that she communicated was that consistently people are lonely. Consistently they want love. They need that human touch, even a smile, something that just says, hey, you're okay. You know, I'm going to give you the place and time and dignity of a smile, a good morning salutation. Something as simple as that, but yet so profound and meaningful. You know, there were several quotes that Mother Teresa, of course, she's known for so many, but I thought it was interesting in one part of the movie. It shows where she was talking. I want to say it was maybe it was the United Nations, maybe not. Maybe it was when she received the Nobel Peace Prize. And she was very, very direct about abortion. Okay, this, you know, when she accepted the Peace Prize, this was post Roe v. Wade, right? Abortion was already in full swing. And one of the things she says, the greater destroyer of love and peace is abortion, which is war against the child. The mother doesn't learn to love, but kills to solve her own problems. Think about that. The mother doesn't learn to love, but kills to solve her own problems. So any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what they want. Wow. She also says abortion kills twice. It kills the body of the baby and it kills the conscience of the mother. And I would say it kills the conscience of the father who acquiesces and goes along with it. Abortion is profoundly anti-woman. 3/4 of its victims are women, half the babies and all the mothers. I mean, this woman was so connected to God and the revelation of what God was sharing with her. Again, any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use violence to get what they want. Here we are still arguing. People are in a fuss about, the decision. It wasn't to abolish abortion. For many of us, we could only pray and hope that that would be the case, that that would be so far in the rearview mirror that we would think, what a nightmare. Thank God we're not living that anymore, but we still are. It's sent back to the states for them to decide. But, you know, for the sake of for politics and argument, you know, they want everybody to believe, okay, here it is, you know, because we want to be at each other's throats. But this is why the truth matters and why in the pursuit of truth, we need to understand, you know, what Mother Teresa was sharing with us. You know, what is the real truth of abortion? And how it kills the conscience of women. I mean, the damage. Here we are, the protectors of families. Now that very instinct is being compromised. The conscience is being seared. Why? So that we can get what we want. And at what cost? Hopefully we can understand and be able to have a reasonable discussion to that end that would be beneficial for all concerned, mother, father, child.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago.